In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I followed the letter of the law today because I'm supposed to have that sermon, that encyclical of Metropolitan Hilarion serves as the sermon. So it's been read in both languages. And he said, basically, what I want to tell you, the basic, most important point that he made, was, what is the meaning of the nativity of our Lord? What is it that it accomplished? What are we celebrating? He spoke about peace abiding in the heart. I want to say it a different way, the way the apostle said it. Times like this, a pastor wants to say something from his heart to his flock and really his extended flock. Some people that I've never seen, and I might not see any of you again, some of you. Because you might have come only one time for one holiday. Or perhaps I'll see you next year or on Pascha. So I want to take this opportunity to tell you what's on my heart about the meaning of nativity. St. Paul says it, I think, the best. The reading that we had today for the nativity from Galatians, I think, says it absolutely the best. It says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem that were them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now that's a lot of theology there about the incarnation. And it's good to know it. It's good to understand what it means that the Lord is God and man, perfectly God, perfectly man. Two natures united in one person. And because of the human nature being united, although not mixed, with the divine, human nature is changed so that we could become adopted as sons. There's a lot of theology there. But let's talk about the application of that theology. This is the meaning of Christmas. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Do you hear the meaning of Christmas there? Look at your life. If you're an honest person, even just a little bit honest, you know that there's a lot wrong with you. There's a lot that's earthly, a lot that's temporary, a lot that shouldn't be there. There's darkness where there should be light and cold where there should be hot. There's indifference where there should be fervor. There's mistakes that you make and you wonder, why did I do that? We are far from perfection. And yet we are adopted as sons and God is perfect. We're called to perfection. And so we can cry in our hearts, because the Spirit of his Son, that is the Holy Spirit, enables us, because of the incarnation, changing human nature, to be able to cry, Abba, Father. That's the meaning of nativity. That is possible now, because of our Lord becoming man. Of course, all the other things had to happen as well. He had to preach and teach and prepare his disciples. He had to be crucified, and rise from the dead on the third day, and teach his disciples some more, and then ascend into the heavens in the flesh, and then send forth the Holy Spirit upon us at Pentecost. All of that had to happen. But the incarnation is, shall we say, the beginning of it. And we will have peace. Now, one of my tasks that I have as a priest, really as a human being, ever since I became a Christian, this has been really my task. I want people to know where to find peace. Not the kind of peace that's in the world. Not the kind of peace where people just get along or are nice to each other. But the peace that's in the heart, that cries out to God, Abba, Father, that we are perfected and changed. And it's something we are not, we become that peace. Now, the older I get, the more I understand. In order to have that peace, you have to know that you don't have it. In order to be adopted, you have to know that you are an orphan. You have to know that you are full of sin. And yet God adopts you as a son, a daughter, so that you can have perfect peace. That's the meaning of nativity. Now, some of you have come here because of Russian Christmas. I think that's an unfortunate term. This is nativity of our Savior. There's not any Russian in me at all. And I'm celebrating Christmas today. Don't just come to church for Russian Christmas. Don't just come for holidays. Have in your heart a great desire to be able to say completely, Abba, Father, to have complete peace in this unpeaceful world. That's my desire as your pastor. That's what I pray during moments of the liturgy when I'm not otherwise engaged. That everyone here, the people I know, the people I don't know, the people I barely know, the people I have not met and may never meet again, that all of you would feel the need to be adopted and would accept this adoption and would have peace abiding in your hearts and would have in your heart that cry that is always answered, Abba, Father. That's the meaning of nativity. May God grant it to all of you. And with all of my heart, I hope that those of you that I have not seen before, I will see again. May God bless you. Christ is born. Amen.